This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The European Union on Wednesday imposed new sanctions against Russia for its war against Ukraine. The new sanctions are targeting countries where businesses have used loopholes in previous sanctions to continue to do business with Russia. The 27-nation EU had previously imposed 10 rounds of sanctions against Russian companies while freezing assets and imposing travel bans on more than 1,000 officials. The new sanctions are aimed at keeping key war-related materials and goods from entering Russia via nations that trade with the EU, but have also maintained a business-as-usual relationship with Moscow. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the new sanctions will deal a further blow to President Vladimir Putin's war machine. The race against time to find a submersible that disappeared on its way to the Titanic wreckage site entered a new phase of desperation on Thursday. Rescuers have rushed warships and vessels to the site of the disappearance of the Titan, hoping underwater sounds they detected for a second straight day Wednesday might help narrow their search. Dr. Katie Croft Bell, president of the Ocean Discovery League, tells the Associated Press that it takes time to mobilize for these types of search and rescue operations. The Titan lost contact with its support vessel nearly 2 hours after it submerged Sunday morning. Based on its 96-hour capacity, rescue crews have until early Thursday morning to pull the Titan to the surface before its air supply runs out, if the vessel has not already suffered catastrophic damage beforehand. Find more of this story on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in northwestern China say 31 people have been killed and 7 injured in a massive cooking gas explosion at a barbecue restaurant in the city of Yinchuan. The official Xinhua News Agency says the blast tore through the establishment Wednesday evening on a busy street in the capital of the Muslim Autonomous Region. The disaster happened on the eve of the Dragon Boat Festival, a national holiday devoted to racing boats manned by teams of paddlers. The cause of the blast is under investigation. Agence France-Presse says 9 people, including the restaurant's owner, have been detained by police, quoting Chinese state media. Industrial accidents occur regularly in China, usually because of poor oversight, corruption, and lax safety practices. A law that will ban abortion pills in the western U.S. state of Wyoming is set to take effect on July 1st, but it faces a major legal challenge. AP correspondent Donna Water reports. U.S. journalist Evan Gerskovich appeared before a court in Moscow Thursday in a new appeal against his pretrial detention on charges of espionage. The 31-year-old Gerskovich was arrested in March and accused by Russia's FSB security service of collecting military secrets in the city of Yekaterinburg. The Wall Street Journal reporter is appealing against his continued detention in a Moscow prison. No date has been set for his trial. He could face 20 years in prison if he is convicted. Gerskovich is denying the charges. The United States says he was wrongfully detained and is demanding his release. And a U.S. Senate subcommittee is asking executives from the PGA Tour, Saudi Golf Interest, and Live Golf to testify as Congress investigates the shocking business deal that upended the sport. Senator Richard Blumenthal announced Wednesday that the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations will hold a hearing on July 11th to examine the PGA's tour agreement to merge with Saudi Arabia's Sovereign Wealth Fund and the European Tour. The PGA Tour said in a statement that it looked forward to appearing to answer questions about the framework agreement. I'm Richard Green, reporting for VOA News.